Christ to the Nations and the Nations to the Church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Friday, August 26, 2022. There is a day coming. This devotion is an excerpt from a sermon by Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, former speaker of the Lutheran Hour. To hear the full sermon, listen to the Lutheran Hour this weekend. The text is Romans chapter 8, verses 22 through 23. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly as we await eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. Nature is groaning? It is. According to the Apostle Paul, it is waiting for something to happen, something great, the disclosure of the glory of God in the sons of God, when their natural bodies will be redeemed from the earth and transformed as the body of Jesus was transformed in his glorious resurrection. And what a day that will be. This is no vain hope, my friend. It's no mirage. It's your destiny in Christ. Receive him as your Savior and share in his glory. In Christ, God has something magnificent in store for you. You don't live in the future, of course. You live in the present, here and now, with all its heartache and frustration. Don't let the problems of the present get in your way. Don't let them block your view of the bigger picture of God at work in the world. With your mind enlightened by the eyes of faith in Jesus, your Savior, you don't have to worry about what you will meet around the bend. Everything fits into a pattern of good to those who love God. It's his word to you. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Have joy in Christ. The day of your liberation is coming. Follow the Savior in faith, worship God with your life, and celebrate the day of independence that is soon coming. It will be here in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Forget your groaning and live with the assurance that goes with confident trust in Jesus Christ. Wait on God with the patience of hope. You don't have to wait, however, to rejoice. You can rejoice right now, even in the midst of what St. Paul called the sufferings of this present time. Endure patiently and take gracefully everything life has to offer. Accept gratefully the goodness of God that leads to repentance and to faith in Jesus Christ. Have a clear eye for Christ, crucified and risen again. He is the Lord who suffered. He is the King of kings who has risen victoriously. He is the one who humbled himself, even to death. Death on a cross. And he is the one who has entered into his glory, and he is coming back for those who put their trust in him. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, draw us closer to you that we might live with the daily confidence in the knowledge of your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.